It'd be just like walking to the drugstore.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like woos kebab fried flannels? Get flannels, boots, 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 beer, rabbits, get, googled, beer, 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 beer,
hi, June.
Do you remember me? Remember me? Are you hungry? Here. Bad cats love this kind of stuff. Just a little bit. I don't want to get too fat.
You are not you. You are a million images and thoughts and concepts that have been ingrained into your brain since the day you were born, all for control. You are living in the real matrix. But this isn't our story. It belongs to you. I'm here to tell you, your life isn't your own. It belongs to someone else.
Austin Osman's bad, painted daydreams, Victorian satires, ideas in his head. Austin Osman's bad, painted nightmares. Does his grandson realize he isn't dead? They said he was before his time, his reproduction's out of line. But now instead they wish him well, is he in heaven or come back from hell? Austin Osman's bear lit black candles. Did he realize his fingers might get burnt? Austin Osman's spare runic letters, do they symbolize how much he really learnt? They said he was before his time, his reproduction's out of line. But now he said they wish him well, is he in heaven or come back from hell? Lives on with us. From these drawings we don't worship our ideas.
Radio, broadcasting round the world at H.NET's call at 9000. Turn on, tune in, purge crystals.
No, yeah, that's camera over. Your mama's in here, nigga. I ain't got no clothes. And you go walk in here.
Break, I don't think you want to go near those clothes, buddy.
And you go walk in here. And won't look. Please, buddy.
vraiment les flashs sentimentaux. Humanoïde, incognito, amour impossible.
It'd be just like walking to the drugstore.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad?
You know, there's no way to avoid dust. There's no getting around it. It's everywhere, and it continues to come. The clean comes back. This brings to mind a story, how we in the modern age, or you and me, in the 80s, are like particles of dust. I don't believe that. I've said it. The words are, I guess they're in the past. Anyway, the thing is, if you think too long about the things you say, you'll find you get confused. You try to concentrate on the words as they slip away, and you don't really have time to think about what you're going to say in the future. So let's not dwell in the past. Like particles of dust, it's a waste of time. No one notices them. You don't want to be... Did you just see that? Oh, you can't see it.
Transformo en una pelota roja que le gusta el campo, mi cuerpo está a disposición del viento. Pico entre los cactus, reboto sobre piedras, me paraliza el musgo, pero me salva el viento. He estado últimamente tenso, me niego a pensar que sea la pelota blanca que vi recién. Que vi recién, recién la vi recién. Que vi recién, recién la vi.
Birch Pistols. Pistols.
can't really, you know, of course we can't talk to cats, so we don't know if they're into it, but if you send $1, this is where I'm really getting to it, if you send $1 for sweet June baby here, you would help bring this epidemic to an end. That's right. We could stop fag cats once and for all.
Nicht denken, without filter. You pay no rent. All the money's gone.
You ain't got no fucking word to go.
Sensitive artist. Nobody understands me because I am so deep. In my work, I make allusions to books that nobody else has read, music that nobody else has heard, and art that nobody else has seen. I can't help it because I am so much more intelligent and well-rounded than everyone who surrounds me. I stopped watching TV when I was 6 months old because it was so boring and stupid, and started reading books and going to recitals and art galleries. I don't go to recitals anymore because my hearing is too sensitive, and I don't go to art galleries anymore because there are people there, and I can't deal with people because they don't understand me. I stay home reading books that are beneath me and working on my work, which no one understands. I'm sensitive. I am a sensitive artist. I am a sensitive artist. I am a sensitive artist. I am a sensitive artist.
You must have this album. They can't wait for your local store to carry it if they do not have it. Well, we're going to say go right up to Crazy Rhythms in Montclair. We know they have them right there. Okay? So here right now, let's have a nice welcome for our Stevie Moore.
Prostitutes and bums and winos and all my life. The street is my world. I don't pretend to go uptown and be anything fancy. I can, but I find more real in the world that I'm in than I do the tinsel. And the real world is the one I have to deal with every day, you know. Believe me.
Antivirus is waiting for you. Ebola and the tropical rainforest is cooking up all kinds of brews to make sure that the population is kept into control. All these things are necessary. Why is there an increase in sexual deviation right now? Because it goes against procreative sex. Mother Nature does not want more children. No, this is not a time of birth. It's not a time to give birth. It's a time to die. The Bible says all things under heaven. And that includes death as well as life. You out there, you comfortable ones, you point the finger. You say the junkie's the problem. You say the sexual deviant is the problem. You say the serial killer is the problem. You say the racist is the problem. You say the man that hates his fellow man is the problem. But they ain't the problem. You're the problem. The sexual deviant. The murderer. The serial killer. The taker of human life is the cure. You're the problem.
Transcendentalism is the acceptance of the emptiness of self and the unreality of phenomena as symptoms of our temporary estrangement from some greater fullness in reality, be it nirvana, God, or enlightenment. Those with a particularly deep terror of extinction and nothingness become the most passionately religious and mystical, precisely because that negation is always with them. Finally, there are those brought close to death by the serpent's bite, and those who found in the poison itself a source of freedom and laughter. These are the potential magicians. Debilitating and depressive maladies with no obvious cause were recognized as a shaman sickness in the old hunter-gatherer societies. If the sufferer could rebuild his identity or spirits, and hence his bodily health, with or without help from other shaman, then he could become a shaman himself. In our own culture, there is too much symptom-suppressive medicine, and there are too many subcultural identities available for this tradition to have survived. However, there are many who do become magicians after a struggle with illness, typically asthma, or after a struggle with the temptations of suicide. For some candidates, the serpent's bite is an ecstatic awakening, and they proceed directly to a purely magical answer without suffering. If the self is an elaborate pretense and the world is without a fixed meaning, then one is free to be anybody and do anything. Such freedoms equip one well for the theatre or espionage, or if one has a taste for tampering with the fabric of illusion itself, magic. Apart from the absurdity and invention of life,
man. They need criminals, man. They need people locked up in cages. If they didn't have people to lock up the cages, then they would be able to sell more fear to the public. And if you sell more fear to the public, and all the more women would love to buy that fear. They just lay back and watch that fear movie, Detective Magazine.
What makes the knife or knife, the shooter shoot?
Society, the reflections of the child.
But what about the responsibility of the person who's doing it?
Which person is doing it?
Susan Atkins, Linda
Adams. Is only doing what the society raised her up to do?
Wasn't she only doing what you raised her up
to do? No, come on. You said it to the same. You're going to do that. Like a wacky skin, man. Michael, man, Michael. Michael, man, 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 Michael, won't you light my fire? He grows up, and once he starts doing it, he starts lighting fire. He said, no good, he gets fire, bro. He's going to respond to it. Then you come up and tell me, God, that's what you're doing. You're no good yelling at that wall. He's shining light, scaring them, held them up against the wall, and they shake him down and say, we know you're out here doing these burglaries. And then these guys are practicing all his macho John Wayne trip, you dig? And then the kid in the room, he goes off and does whatever they're programming to do. See, there's a reverse side of everything, too. That's positive and negative. You come over like that and listen. Michael, why does this get in here? Michael, friend and man, Michael. Michael, you have no mental, 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 he's just no more, he's no more younger, older than I am. He's just a baby in the cradle.
You will all be slaves. Nothing can stop this.
Guitar, I swear to God, there'll be nothing left over that. There is such a thing as a prison. I'm sitting on the line. Thank you. Then you dress up in uniforms and walk back and forth and have little passes and take the words and change and I look at you and think.
Change in silence and crying.